Hey there, welcome to Intentional Living Center. Today we are live, and the question is about marriage today. Have you ever noticed how some things age well and some things don't? I understand that wine, for instance, supposedly ages well, right? I don't know. I don't drink wine. But cheese, right? You know, cheese ages. It's supposed to be something with age. Classic cars will age well, but you know, soda doesn't. It goes flat. Food, a room that gets closed up too long. How about your marriage? How's your marriage aging? How's it doing? What do you do to keep your marriage fresh? What do you do to grow your marriage? What are specific things you're doing? Because things in life tend to not get stronger, but weaker. Let's talk about it here at the Intentional Living Center.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Our lines are open at 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your marriage, here's Randy.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Kurt. And we're opening the lines here right now. We want to get you on the air quickly and share some specific things that you're doing in your marriage. Maybe just one thing to strengthen your marriage and keep it fresh. You know, any relationship can kind of go flat after a time because of just the routine. You got the routine of kids, you got the routine of paying bills, you got the routine of going to work, and the routines just take over your life and the stresses and pressures and so on. And what are some things that you're doing? You can help me figure this out too. What are things you're doing to kind of keep freshness going in your marriage? And you know, that can happen a year into marriage. It can happen 10 years into marriage or 20 years into marriage. Because unfortunately, sometimes marriages and relationships, they don't age very well. And instead of being a classic car, it's more like a flat soda. You know, it just lost its fizz. There's a word picture for you guys. 888-888-1717, sharing one thing that you do to keep your marriage fresh. 888-888-1717.
Hello, my name is Bryant, and I've been going through some major troubles in my marriage, and I went to a men's advance this weekend with my church. The one thing that I want to do intentionally every day for me, for God, for my family, is to love and live by God's principles. I guess that's two things, but hey, why stop at one?
I'm living intentionally by really trying to get my relationship back with God and going to church, really trying to focus on that so that I could focus on my marriage the way He has it planned for us instead of trying to follow our life the way we want to.
My husband and I are so much better at doing intentional things for each other. And one of the things that my husband has been doing for me that I just really appreciate is every morning, he gets up, he turns the coffee pot on, and he brings me a cup of coffee. And he'll even open the shower door and let me take a sip of coffee first thing in the morning.
Wow, what a guy. What a guy. Hey, listen, we're talking about that'll keep your marriage fresh. All right, let's go to some calls here. I'm going to go to calls. No, I'm not going there. I'm going to calls. We've got Catherine on the line in New Mexico. Welcome to the program, Catherine.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. Enjoying the rain.
Enjoying the rain. It's, you know, we had a little rain here in Tucson, too. It was nice over the weekend. We enjoyed a little bit of that. All right, what do you do to keep your marriage alive and fresh?
One thing that we do a lot of, we have four kids and they all homeschool, so it's pretty stressful. Mm. So we definitely take time out at least once or twice a month to go on a date night, which is very important and very special for our marriage. It really helps us kind of disconnect from everything else and reconnect with each other.
Mm. Now, do you plan it? Is it something that just kind of happens, or do you set a certain schedule to make sure it's that you do that? What I call planned spontaneity, I guess.
I suppose. It kind of has to be planned, you know, with all the kids and the work and everything else that goes on. We try to plan it out. That way we know we have everything taken care of. That way we can focus on each other.
That's good. But now, do you go out, though, and spend the evening talking about the kids?
No.
Good for you.
No, we don't.
Good for you. Yeah, because that's what I find a lot of parents will do. We're going to get away from the kids, and they get away from the kids, and they talk about the kids. You know, it's a continuation, just a different format. All right, that's good. Good idea. If you don't plan, it doesn't happen. We call it planned spontaneity around here. What's one thing that you do to keep kind of the spark alive, something you do to keep your marriage fresh, something that works for you that's very intentional for you guys? Catherine, they plan a time away together to have dinner and just spend some time talking about life and their marriage and each other and how things are going. How about you? 888-888-1717.
Hello, this is Randolph from Georgia. If you will draw a triangle, put God on the top of that triangle where he belongs, and then put you on one corner and your spouse on the other corner, and as you both strive to get closer to God, you will naturally draw closer to each other. Remember, God's to be on the throne, not her or him, but God.
There you go. The right perspective for sure. Stephanie wants to join in. She's not married. She's single, but she has a perspective on this from her perspective. Stephanie, welcome to the program from Georgia today.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So here's a single person calling in on a program talking about marriage. Are you thinking about the future for yourself?
Well, always, but really I just am surrounded by married people and I see how their lives work out. So
you kind of look in, you kind of look in and see what from afar what works and what doesn't. Well, what have you found? What do you think?
Prayer and reading the word together really strengthens their relationship.
Do you see that in the lives of the people at church or friends that you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Makes a difference. I think there's an intimacy, you know, when we talk about intimacy in marriage, beyond the physical intimacy, there's spiritual intimacy.
That's right.
You know, there's intimacy around communicating on raising kids and finance and just all the areas of life that we can be intimate. And, of course, spiritual is a part of it. All right.
That's
right. That's a good perspective. Well, Stephanie, thank you for your call.
Well, thank you.
By the way, where are you in Georgia, by the way? Where are you calling from?
Griffin.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for your call.
Well, thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Today, we're asking this single question. As a married person, how do you keep your marriage fresh? Maybe you're wondering yourself. You're struggling with it. What works for you? 888-888-1717.
Well, I think one of the things that we try to always do is tell the why. And the why is, why are we in business? Why are we here? Why are we serving our customers?
That's Troy Bancroft, and he and his wife, Jill, along with the others in family business and those that are experts in working with families in business, will be joining us here at Intentional Living for a very unique, one-of-a-kind conference, a couple days together called the Thrive Conference, Doing Business God's Way. How to keep our family business focused on the things that matter most. And let me share some of the topics that are coming up. By the way, we're just a month away, but here's some of the things we're going to be talking about. We're going to be focusing on succession planning, how to transition from one generation to the next, how to have servant leadership, what's God's design for a family and business. We're going to have those in family business sharing in workshops and also on panels talking about family business, what works for them. We have Mike Miller, who's one of our board members. He's going to be identifying and leveraging the strengths of your employees. That's what he does all over the country, working with businesses, family, and otherwise, in strengthening the business by understanding the strengths of employees, how to raise capital. We're going to focus on the health insurance laws today, and then we're going to avoid mistakes that families make in business. We're going to talk about marriage. We're going to talk about influencing others through healthy communication. John Solheim, the chairman and CEO of the Karsten Ping Golf Club Company, going to be sharing his story with us, and I get to speak as well. This is a very unique Christian-based conference for families and business. You may be just, you and your spouse may be a business of two or three. You may be a business of 300 or more. We've got one-year-old businesses and 100-year-old businesses already registered to come. It's going to be at the beautiful Biltmore Resort in Phoenix, May 28th and 29th. Just a month away now. And the early registration for this is coming up soon. We need to get a count so we can plan on for food and all that kind of thing. And we've kept the fees at a rate that should be affordable for most businesses, with all the proceeds going to cover the costs and other helping to cover the cost to make sure we can do this. So check it out when you go to a special website set up for this called familybusinessconference.com, familybusinessconference.com, and get registered soon, okay? We're just a month out now. The Thrive Conference for Families and Business.
Our lines are still open at 1-888-888-1717. And you're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "To be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing." Are you feeling a little breathless? Then join our prayer community today. You can have people from all over the world praying for you. And while you're there, pray for those you see. Go to theintentionallife.com/prayer. Don't go away. Dr. Randy's got more to help keep your marriage fresh. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
You know what I really love about you, Kelly?
Uh-oh, what do we have to do, or who do we have to meet?
What? A guy can't tell his wife how much he loves her and what he appreciates about her?
Oh, yeah. You've been reading the Star of Perfection book we ordered. I like that.
I have, and it's been an eye-opener.
Okay. Now, you were saying what you really love about me?
Build your marriage the biblical way and develop a more intimate relationship with your spouse. Order Starved for Affection by Dr. Randy Carlson at theintentionallife.com.
Hey, Tom. Tom. Hey.
What's up?
Wow, what are you listening to?
Oh, yeah, it's a podcast from Dr. Randy Carlson. Download them all the time. I listen to them on my way into the office.
So what are they about?
Are you kidding? If you can think of a subject, chances are Dr. Randy's got a podcast on it. Everything from making your marriage better to helping raising your kids when you'd rather sell them to gypsies.
Can I listen to that one right now, please? Lately, it seems my kids have been whisked away and replaced by aliens.
Download free podcasts, past shows, and more from Dr. Randy at theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And today we're talking about keeping your marriage alive. You know, I started the program with talking about if you leave food setting out or soda with the top off, it gets flat after time. And I think that's true in life, but there are things that age well and things that don't age well. And we see some marriages that do and some don't. And it's a decision of the two people in the marriage to work on it. It's a commitment that we have to make in marriage. And we appreciate your ideas, the things you're sharing with us that work for you at 888-888-1717. I just want to camp for a moment on this family business conference, something I wanted to share before that I failed to do so. One of the reasons we're passionate about this, personally I'm passionate about it because I've done a lot of study on this, and I understand the dynamics that work and don't work. I've seen it in my personal life and relationships. But I look at Christians, those of us who know Christ, and you have a business, and you want it to thrive, and you want it to be successful, and you want it to work, and you want your family to work within it and have the relationships work, and sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. But it's not just about the work or making the money or even transitioning the business. It's about a legacy. It's about what God's intention is. And you take two of the essential areas of your life, your work and your family, one that's unconditional, and the other, which is conditional, and you try to mix them, sometimes it works beautifully, and sometimes it's very difficult, and we all need to be able to just download with others and learn from others that are going through it so we can be successful and honor Christ, and that's why we're doing this. That's why we're passionate about this, because we believe it's one of the most intentional decisions for a person to make if they have a business and also a family working in the business. That's why we're doing it. That's the passion of this. Again, Phoenix, May 28, 29. Go to familybusinessconference.com, familybusinessconference.com. Okay, we got calls standing by. What do you do that keeps you alive in your marriage? We'll get to that in just a moment.
I'm 22, and I'm currently in the process of separation, and not quite sure if it's heading towards divorce yet, but I'm wanting to turn everything around, and I've started to learn I can live with God and through God and know that whether these things work out or not, I'm not willing to give up, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to fix it and get closer to God and make my relationship a lot better.
Hi, this is Regina from Dalhart, Texas. I was just listening to your radio show today about intentional living. I think I should be more intentional about my marriage. We've been separated for now about 10 months. I'm just kind of laying back, and I think I need to be more intentional, and I just want to call and tell you I listen to you every day, and thank you.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name's Nicole. I attended your conference that you gave in Lansing, Michigan in October, and I have faith in our Lord that my husband's salvation will come when it is time and ready in the Lord's time. What I'm intentionally doing in my life is loving him every single day as I am meant to love him.
Well, thank you for sharing your stories with us and for taking time to tell us what God is doing in your life. Life is so very short. There's a passage in the Old Testament, Psalm chapter 90, that talks about the importance of numbering our days. It's kind of an interesting verse because it simply says, teach us to number our days that we can have a heart of wisdom, a heart after wisdom. And when you think about it, on one hand, if you're looking at 27,000 days on the planet, and then we transition into a new place, into eternity, you know. And we look, on the other hand, what we're going to do today, we look at the priorities of the day, and boy, you put those two together and it gives you wisdom real fast. There's a great denial system that works within each of us that it's not us, it's somebody else. You know, it's somebody else that has the challenges or someone else that's, you know, is going to die someday. And we don't realize that life is very short, and I say it in a positive way, not a negative way, because as Christians, we know when we transition where we're going. We know why, and we know the reason for our life, and it helps us give wisdom to our lives. It helps us give wisdom to our relationships and to our days. And, of course, in marriage, this is a big part of it, not only just keeping our marriage alive and doing fun things to keep our marriage alive, but also knowing that there's a purpose for marriage. There's a God's intention for marriage. And when we do that, when we come together and understand that in one hand we have a limited number of days, the other hand we really try to have a life of wisdom. It's a beautiful passage. By the way, that's Psalm 90, verse 12, if you want to read it and study it for yourself. Today, what are you doing to keep your marriage alive? Let's go to Jeff on the line in Michigan. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. Appreciate your call. What do you do to keep your marriage fresh?
Well, my wife and I, we wait till each other get home, and we like to take showers together.
Well, that'll do it. That'll do it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, and it's an intentional thing. It's not just something, you know, it's not a sexual thing. It's more of an intimate thing that brings us closer mm-hmm. together. And we get to talk about things that happened in the day, you know.
Yeah, well, good for you. That's important. You know, if we are intentional in planning things that matter and are important, and like you said, not just a sexual thing, but also it's the relationship, it's the intimacy, it's something that works for the two of you. It may not work for other couple. Like the guy that we started the program with who brings the cup of coffee to the shower to bring to his wife, but then he leaves. In your case, you stay.
Yep.
All right, I think we know about that from time to time. Okay, talking about how to keep your marriage fresh. By the way, Jeff, how long have you guys been married?
We've been together 15 years, and we've been married 8.
8 years. Well, good for you. Good for you. That's that certainly is one way to keep the spark alive. What do you do when you think about it? We've heard stories of, you know, praying together. We hear things about communicating with each other. We know the importance of planned spontaneity, doing things together, getting away, talking about things that are important. Because life is filled with a lot of routine. You know, routine overtakes our life. Routine is a part of life. And when we put a little spark back into the relationship by doing some things that make our marriage, I don't know, alive, just a little bit, you know, it just takes a little bit sometimes to add a lot of flavor to your marriage. Just like a little bit of flavoring in food sometimes, right? Just a little bit of flavoring. 888-888- 1717. We'd love to hear your story.
Hi, Randy. This is Mike. I'm 34 years old, and I live in outside St. Louis. I did not know how to communicate with my wife. Almost 6 years, we were not intimate in any way, shape, or form. I realized that I had no communication skills, and so then I sat down with her and talked to her about it, and now for the past month, it's like a whole new relationship and a whole new marriage. I just wanted to say thanks for everything that you do, and I can say for sure that being intentional with your program saved my marriage.
Well, you know, listen, when you think about it, thank you for that. Thank you for telling us that and sharing that with us. Being intentional is really not some creation of Randy Carlson. Intentional living is a creation of God. He's an intentional God. In the book of Genesis, in the beginning, God intentionally created the heavens and the earth, and everything through Scripture is not random or chaotic. God didn't wake up when he got out of Genesis and got to Exodus and said, oops, maybe there's a new plan. Let's go in another direction here. And by the time he got to Judges, he was thinking, well, maybe we need to have something else. Well, maybe we need to, you know, maybe we need to by the time we get to the New Testament, and then we'll see if how this thing works out with Paul. And if that doesn't work out so well, we'll change the plan. That's not how God works. God is an intentional God. He knows where he's going. He knows why he's doing what he's doing. He is God. And it says that we are made in his image. And I am convinced in working and watching people over years is that when we choose to be intentional, meaning that we think and we respond emotionally and behaviorally with greater intention, not perfection, we all fail. We all fail. You know, we all have good days and bad days. But when the attitude of our heart and the direction of our life is that we get mad enough, as I say, to have a new mind in Christ, a new mindset in Christ, and have a new attitude of confidence in Christ, and then new decisions, M-A-D, when we get mad enough to say we want something better and different in our life, things happen. And that's why this particular ministry exists, not just to say, here's three things, but to say, hey, here are three things that can work. Now, let's help you develop the habits and the process whereby those things will start to actually happen in your life. More than just a good idea. But to take what the Bible teaches and apply it to our life and to our relationships. That's why we do this. And God bless you for being a part of the ministry and for sharing with us. By the way, we always love to hear your stories, what God's doing in your life. When you call, you can go right to our storyline after the program at 888-888-1717. Here's what I think it comes down to when we think about money. If you want to be intentional with your money, it comes down to three things. It comes down to the money, it comes down to the math, it comes down to the motivation. That's really it. Those are the three ingredients of having a financial, personal financial plan for yourself. And if you're missing any one of those ingredients, you got a problem. If you don't have any money, then you got a problem. If you don't have the math to know how money works, you got a problem. And the biggest problem, though, I think, is the motivation. I think 80% of us fail in this money category because we're not motivated to have a habit, have a goal and a habit, and stick with it over an extended period of time. That, by the way, is an excerpt from the membership CD teaching for this month of April that's already gone out to our members around the country. And if you're not, we invite you to come and join us. You know, a couple weeks ago, we had a special emphasis, and many of you called to become a part of the team. And by the way, you're receiving that teaching along with the teaching for May coming in as well. And I thank you for standing with us. Your monthly support is what allows intentional living funded separately from this radio station to do what it does. And God bless you. You can always find out more about membership and join us when you come to our website, which is theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or you can always call during business hours, West Coast time, 888-888-1717, right? And then you press button number 4. That'll take you right to our ministry staff. They can answer your questions, and you can join as a member there and start receiving every month encouragement on CD for your life, for your relationships, through intentional living. Again, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. And when you're there at the website, there's helpful resources. And by the way, the blog that you'll see on the top of the homepage that recently went out is on the topic of the question, what is the temperature of your marriage? Very interesting blog. We got helpful resources for you. We also have the One Thing Challenge. Over 46,700 people have taken the One Thing Challenge, which is a four-part free DVD. It's a video teaching. Each video is about, about 8 minutes long. Video one focuses on establishing godly goals, how to do that, how does that work, with a challenge for you to do it for 30 days. That's the 30-day challenge. Video two talks about developing habits, how to develop the habits to sustain the goal. Video three focuses on overcoming roadblocks, you know, our emotions and our personality and all the things that get in the way of keeping us from following through on these goals and habits. And then video number four, I wanted to do something on finishing strong. We video recorded this right in my office, my own personal office here at the ministry, and I just wanted to share with you, it's our gift to you. Join the 46,000 plus that have taken this One Thing Challenge. Again, it's our gift to you, but the gift really isn't worth all that much if you don't follow through with it. So I encourage you, because you come to the video class to say, hey, I have a goal in my life, or I have an issue in my life, and I want to get intentional about it. It'll be our gift to you. Work through it. Tell us so we can pray with you as you share with us what that one goal is for 30 days so we can pray with you. Just, again, go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. How to keep your marriage fresh? One thing for 30 days. What would it be? And then do it. Upcoming programs here from the Intentional Living Center. Is there a perfectionist in your house? What do you do with a perfectionist? How do you live with a perfectionist? We're going to talk about that. How to work for the Lord when your boss doesn't. You're not on the same page spiritually with your boss in your business. And then three parenting blunders that confuse teenagers coming up. Again, check out the Thrive Conference for families and business, talking about that all at theintentionallife.com. See you next time.